This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. The Trump administration has dismissed some of the scientists who perform scientific review for the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Robert Richardson was a member of the Board of Scientific Counselors. He's one of 18 scientists across the country, and he now joins us via Skype. Robert, what does this board do for the EPA?
Thank you. Yes, the Board of Scientific Counselors is chartered to review scientific outputs from EPA scientists within the Office of Research and Development. So these scientific research outputs might be peer-reviewed journal articles, research posters, or decision support tools. When our committees get together, scientists give us presentations, and we give feedback and ask questions and as part of our review of those scientific outputs. In addition, we give specific recommendations to the Office of Research and Development about future directions for its strategic research action plans, which guide its scientific research.
Do we yet know how many members of the Board of Scientific Counselors of the 18 have been dismissed?
No.
The New York Times is reporting at least five. How aware were you and your fellow board members that you were to be dismissed?
We were not aware at all. We met as an executive committee in January and were given indication that for those of us for whom our first three-year term would be expiring soon, that they were already preparing paperwork to be submitted to request that our appointments be renewed for a second three-year term, which is customary. So this was all in the process, and out of total unexpected surprise on Friday evening, I received an email indicating that although my first three-year term was coming to an end and although paperwork had been submitted to extend or renew my appointment on a pro forma basis for a second three-year term, the agency has decided not to renew that appointment.
I understand that you had several tweets, maybe a little controversial, about the March for Science. Do you think this removal from the board might be political retribution?
I don't think so. I did participate in the March for Science and have tweeted about this, but I only posted a tweet about my dismissal from the board after I received the news. So the decision had been made before I posted the tweet that had gotten the attention over the weekend.
The administrator for the EPA, Scott Pruitt, and President Trump want more voices from the corporate side. What's the likelihood you're being removed to make room for someone from the corporate world?
I've seen quotes that alluded to that effect, that they believe that these boards should have industry representation. Both the Scientific Advisory Board and the Board of Scientific Counselors has a diverse membership, including university scientists, but also representatives of non-governmental organizations, the civil society, industry, and municipalities and other cities.
How do you think this will affect the decision-making process of the Board of Scientific Counselors, the removal of at least five of the board members?
I couldn't comment on that. The news is still very recent, just 3 days ago. I don't have a sense of how this will affect the operations of the board.
To your mind, what does it say about the direction of the Trump administration?
Well, certainly it would seem that, as they have stated, that they are interested in breaking with the previous administration. Articles have been quoted saying that they seek a clean break from the previous administration and to invite members from industry who can better understand, in some of the quotes that I've seen, the impacts of regulations on the regulated community. I would only add to that that these science advisory boards are advising on scientific research, and we have no connection to the regulatory operations of the agency.
You're not forming policy here. You're just making sure that the science is sound.
Exactly.
That's Robert Richardson. He's an ecological economist at Michigan State University and now a former member of the Board of Scientific Counselors, which advises the U.S. EPA on pollution regulation and other matters. Thanks for taking the time.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.